sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
It's Thursday, October the 12th, 2017. I'm David Knight, your host, and we have a lot of information here. It looks like there's going to be the fight of the century as the MGM Mandalay hotel owners see liability coming their way. Already one individual has filed lawsuit, and we're going to have a lot more if the new narrative that just came out from the Las Vegas Police Department holds up. Looks like they have some liability, perhaps, for holding up the response, and that's something that juries might go with, and they have deep pockets. There are so many people involved, and people are going to get so incensed about what happened here that this could bankrupt even a large organization like MGM and Mandalay. So they're going to push back pretty hard on this narrative, and they've already begun to push back on what the police are saying, trying to defend themselves. Who knows what may be discovered, because as the Las Vegas Police Department said, we can't put a Band-Aid on everything. All right, let's stop putting Band-Aids on things. Let's stop covering up. Let's stop offering ridiculous lies. Let's tell people the truth. Let's have a little bit of transparency from our government for the first time in the longest time that I can remember. I haven't seen any transparency from the government for decades, certainly not since September 11th. Things have gotten worse than ever, and every agency refuses to tell people the truth, refuses to even give us information about mundane things. And if you ask a school department for information, they don't just deny your request. They don't just stonewall you. They sue you. And we had a guest a couple of days ago talking about that. So that's the arrogance of our government in terms of its rejection of transparency. So now maybe this fight, and it may be a fight for their life between MGM and Mandalay Bay. MGM owns Mandalay Bay. It may be a fight for their life. And so this may be something that is going to free up some information. Today I'm going to take a look at the only verified attack of ISIS on U.S. soil. Lost in the coverage of the shooting is the fact that we had the individual, the shooting in Las Vegas, we had an individual who was shot at the Garland, Texas attack by two people who had pledged their loyalty to ISIS. They showed up, they started shooting, and they got killed. Remember that? But there was one security guard who got shot. And this has been developing for a while over the last couple of years, because it was 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, actually. And this has been developing for a while. He filed suit the day after this Las Vegas shooting. So it didn't get a lot of attention. I didn't notice it until just yesterday. So we're going to go back and we're going to review how the FBI runs terror plots. Most of the terror plots are run by the FBI. Sometimes they get out of control. Sometimes things, the false flags that our government does so they can put regulations on us, like Fast and Furious, sometimes those false flags blow up in their face. Is this what happened in Las Vegas? I don't know, but we're going to take a look at the FBISIS plot from Garland, Texas. We're going to take a deep look at that, and we're going to look at the gun control legislation that's coming out. We have James Wesley Rawls is going to join us to talk about the attack that is continuing, and that is the attack on our right to keep and bear arms. We're also going to have Steve Malloy on to talk about some positive news in terms of regulatory rollback, things that would have added massive amounts of money to your energy bills that has now been rolled back by the Trump administration. So we're going to talk about that issue. And there is a bit of a dispute that has evolved out of the NFL back and forth between the NFL and Trump. Rush Limbaugh has got in and says, this frightens me. I don't think the president should be demanding that these people be fired. So we're going to talk about the First Amendment, because President Trump came out yesterday and he said, I think we need to pull the licenses of networks because of fake news. So we're going to take a look at the issues of the First Amendment as they're beginning to develop here. Stay with us. It's going to be an interesting show. We'll be right back.
Do was Thomas Jefferson who once said that our country is now taking so steady a course as to show by what road it will pass to destruction, to wit. By consolidation of power first, and then corruption its necessary consequence. Jefferson was warning us about the global elite, the 1% of the 1%, consolidating the world's wealth and subverting the people's voice in government. Unfortunately, we didn't heed his advice. We now live in a neo-feudalistic society in which we're treated as indentured servants who only exist to serve the needs of the establishment. Political office no longer represents the voice of the people, but rather the initiation process politicians go through to gain acceptance into the aristocracy. Simply put, we the people are responsible for civilization and culture, yet we're suppressed by a tiny elite who have organized into criminal gangs that operate governments around the world. We falsely believe that everything is simply black and white, one extreme against the other, conservative versus liberal, but things will change once more of us realize this truth. As Thomas Jefferson also said, enlighten the people generally, and tyranny and oppressions of the body and mind will vanish like evil spirits at the dawn of day. This is Kit Daniels with InfoWars.com.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
It's Thursday, October the 12th, 2017. I'm David Knight, and we have something that is shaping up in Las Vegas. We're in a fight for gun control, and we're going to be talking to James Wesley Rawls about that. But there's another fight that has just developed. It broke out yesterday, and this is a big fight. Let's go ahead and take a look at what is coming up here. That's right. It is the fight of the century. Forget about Floyd Mayfield and Conor McGregor. Forget about Apollo Creed and Rocky Balboa. This is shaping up to be the biggest fight of the century, and it has the biggest purse ever at stake. This is MGM Mandalay Bay versus the Las Vegas Police Department. Yeah, this is something that is, they're in this fight for their life. And we're going to take a look at what is coming on here, because as the Las Vegas Police Department said, we're not going to put a Band-Aid on everything. In other words, we're not going to cover this up and tell people lies about this anymore. Well, that might have been a good policy from the very beginning, wouldn't it? If they would have told people the truth from the very beginning. It's taken them 8-9 days to change the narrative, to completely reverse the timeline. And then what that did was that dumped some liability on MGM. And they've immediately been sued by one of the victims. And there are a lot of victims. You're going to have about 600 victims in line to sue this deep pocket defendant. What are they going to do? How are they going to fight back? What's their counterpunch? Well, they've already started complaining about the response time of Las Vegas police and so forth. So this may open up some truth to us, this competition, this fight between these two groups who, and again, this big corporation is in a fight for its life. One of the women shot at the Route 91 festival has filed a lawsuit against MGM Resorts. The lawsuit targets MGM Resorts along with festival organizers and the estate of the shooter, Stephen Paddock. It also names the manufacturer of the bump stock device, which allowed the gunman to fire off hundreds of rounds. And we have to understand, and certainly we'd like to see these victims get compensation. However, in any lawsuit, there has to be liability. And we've had incidents where people have tried to sue gun manufacturers in the past. And the courts have held, and I think rightfully so, that because you have manufactured something, whether it's a gun that you manufactured or a car or a knife or a hammer, if somebody uses that to kill somebody else, that doesn't mean that you have liability in that, that you have negligence in that because somebody used the gun in the way that it wasn't meant to be used. And, you know, guns were not meant to be used in mass murders. They were meant to be used. We can make the case to defend people. You know, we call it the Defense Department. You want to talk about military weapons? It's the Defense Department. Guns can be used and are typically used. It's never reported. They're typically used to defend life. And let me just digress here for a moment and tell you, my grandfather, when he first moved to Tampa from Alabama, he was working as a streetcar conductor when he was a very young man. And he used to carry a pistol, because he had been robbed, and he would carry it. They didn't have carry permits back then, but he carried a pistol because he was there. And later in his life, after he accumulated some money, he started investing. He had rental property, and so did his brother-in-law. And as his brother-in-law was going around collecting rent, and they would go around, this is during the Depression, people didn't have a lot of money. They would go around on Fridays, on paydays. Every Friday they would go around because people wouldn't have the ability or the discipline or even the certainty that they're going to have a job to be able to pay the rent at the end of the month. They wouldn't accumulate that money. So they would go around on Fridays when people got paid before they did anything else, before they went down and got something to drink, perhaps. They would go around and collect the rent. So it was a known activity, which set them up for a crime. Now, his brother-in-law was ambushed. He was hit in the head with an axe and then stuffed in his trunk. He was missing for several days. The Tampa Police Department never found it. Whatever his relationship was, his brother-in-law of my grandfather. But anyway, my grandfather was the one who found the car, who found the body. Later on, he had somebody waiting in the back seat of his car when he came back. He saw the guy crouched down in the back seat of the car, ready to do the same thing, same type of thing to him. He pulled out his gun. He pointed it at the guy, and he says, if I ever see you again, I won't give you a warning. Now, that was never reported. That's how responsible gun owners use guns. And that is what they're trying to take away from us. So it has to be used irresponsibly. Just having a gun, and of course the left will say, guns are just designed to kill people. They're designed to defend innocent life. And they can be used and are often used. And that is a statistic that is never recorded. Nobody ever knew that happened, except for my family. It wasn't recorded by the FBI, the Tampa police, or whatever. Now, as we look at the liability of MGM, however, we now have another worker warning that the hotel, the Las Vegas shooter, opened fire on the crowd. And we have some audio of that. This is from the maintenance worker there. His name is Stephen Shook. So let's play that tape.
Fire. I was about a third of the way down the hallway, and I started to hear shots go off.
You can hear it at the start of his radio call.
Wait. Call the police. Someone's firing a gun up here. Someone's firing a rifle on the 32nd floor down the hallway.
The rounds started coming down the hallway. I could feel them pass right behind my head. Something hit me in the back, and I took cover.
He looked like he fired down the hallway when I got close to the door.
I told myself, you know, remain calm. If I freak out right now, it's only going to get me killed or injured.
Las Vegas police are looking at when that word was received from the hotel and whether it could have been relayed faster to the SWAT team making its way to the 32nd floor. Mandalay Bay's owner says it believes the latest police timeline may not be accurate. And as investigators continue to search the hotel room and Stephen Paddock's houses, local and federal officials say an autopsy has found no abnormalities in his brain and still no word on motive.
I mean, this is almost comical. They are searching his brain. We'll talk about that in a minute. I mean, the mainstream media is just going desperate to try to put credible facts to build up as a like they're working as a PR for these people, looking at his brain. His brain is it seems to be normal. So can't understand what his motive was. I mean, when have you last heard that? In a crime scene that they're going in and doing, examining his brain to see if his brain is normal, as if they could tell, looking at it. But meanwhile, as we see this happening, and as you heard that testimony from the maintenance worker, you heard the gunshots in the back. He's saying, call the police. Now, if Mandalay Bay did not do that, that's called liability. But they're immediately pushing back. They are disputing the Las Vegas police timeline, as you just heard there. But they're not really offering any counterpunch. I guess if this was a boxing match, what you could say is that they're putting their hands up and they're taking incoming punches, but they're not really throwing anything back yet. The closest that they've come to that is to criticize the Vegas police for their response time. So that would be kind of their defense, say, well, you know, we didn't call them that quickly, but it didn't really matter because they didn't do anything for another hour. So that's probably going to be the way that they counterpunch on this. But let's hope that this opens up other things. Because again, as I pointed out yesterday, Officer Larry Hadfield, a spokesman for the department, the Las Vegas Police Department, said, we can't put Band-Aids on everything. And they had already told people like Steve Wynn, I think, who was in the know. He's very well connected. I mean, you got to imagine these owners of these billionaire owners of these massive hotels and casinos, that they have people who will tell them stuff on the police department. And so he was on Fox on Sunday trying to make a case about how security at his hotel is different, and he kind of let slip, intentionally or otherwise, that access had been given to people to take stuff up to that room in the security, the back elevator. And so that is something that is going to be coming out as well. When we come back, we're going to talk about the FBISIS and the Garland, Texas shooting. We're going to take a look at the long history of the FBI in terms of setting up terror events, the history of our government in setting up false flags so they can push their legislative gun control agenda. And what is that agenda? Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rice freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, Toxic Metal and Chemical Defense Support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking about the FBI-sis. And we're going to take a look at this lawsuit that was filed on October the 2nd, the day after the Las Vegas shooting. And we're going to see what the only verified ISIS attack in America looked like. We've had a lot of terror attacks that have been exposed by the FBI. And, of course, Julian Assange talked about the fact, just remember that nearly all of these, because it was back in 2013, we're going to play the clip for you coming up of Judge Napolitano. And at the time, I think there was 21 terror plots that had been busted and exposed, and 17 of those had been created and shepherded and run by the FBI using some patsies so that they could make themselves look good. Well, the one in Garland, Texas at the Draw Muhammad contest, these guys actually showed up with guns. There was an FBI agent actually behind the shooters, and he had encouraged them to tear up Texas. Now, one of the individuals, actually I think is the only person who was shot, was an unarmed security guard before these two people were taken down. And he has now filed suit. And again, that happened the day after the Las Vegas shooting. It is time for us to revisit this. And it is time for us to remind each other of the long history of our government setting up false flag attacks. And they don't care if people die, if it forwards their agenda for legislation or for government control or for surveillance. When people die, it only makes it more powerful for them when that happens. So we're going to get into that, and we've got a couple more things to say about the information that has been coming out the last couple of days, turning around the narrative completely and the lawsuits that are starting to be filed, because now things are getting very serious, and MGM may be in a fight for its financial life, and that may cause some truth to come out that is right now having a Band-Aid put over it. That's the words of the Las Vegas Police Department. So we can't keep putting Band-Aids on everything. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of some of the sales we have at InfoWarsStore.com, because that's what funds this operation. And we have been doing things like from the very beginning, trying to help your health. One of the first products that Alex Jones had was a water filter that we sold that would take out 99.9% of the contaminants. And one of the reasons that we did that was because of fluoride in the water. And you know, it was about a month ago that CNN, that bastion of mainstream media that everybody gives so much credibility to for some reason or the other, they actually didn't do the study. They just reported a study that was done. It was the largest study evaluating the role of fluoride in the developing brain of children. Children developing in utero, fetuses, if you will. Okay. And what they found, and this was something they did in Mexico, they tested these children for cognitive development over the course of 12 years. They did 300 sets of mothers and children in Mexico. They chose Mexico because in Mexico, fluoride is not added to the public water supplies. But people get fluoride through naturally occurring fluoride in the water and sometimes through supplements. And so what they did was they had, they were able to have a control group, because here the exposure is so universal that it's difficult to do that. It kind of parallels what we saw with the Harvard study looking at children in China. And they saw a 20-point IQ drop in the places where fluoride was added to the water. And what they found was that it had a significant change for children who were developing in utero. And then they came back and they said, however, they found no significant influence from fluoride exposure on brain development once a child was born. But these are different types of fluoride. The naturally occurring fluoride is not like the toxic waste that is dumped into your water that comes from they started doing this because the aluminum industry and the nuclear industry had waste that they did not want to pay to have disposed. So they came up with the idea that fluoride is something that you should drink, even if it's good for your teeth. And how do you control the dosage of something that you dump into the water supply? There's a lot of things that you could say are good for people, right? A lot of supplements that you could say are good for people. But you understand that you don't just take uncontrolled quantities of anything, including supplements. So to say that you're going to just dump this into the water and you're going to give the same dosage to a child that you give to an adult male and you don't know who's getting what, you don't know if they're getting too little, you don't know if they're getting too much of whatever it is that you're putting in the water, it's absolute insanity. That's why we talk about fluoridation. That's why we sell water filters. And we got one right now, Alexa Pure Pro, 20% off. It's a gravity feed filter, so you don't need to have power. It's great during emergencies. And we also have Brain Force. We're talking about IQ and Brain Force. Brain Force is going to help you to supercharge your mind. It's going to help you to focus your mind. And it is now 50% off, the deepest discount we have ever had. That's not going to last much longer. If you've never tried it, this is a great time to try it. If you have tried it, stock up on it. Brain Force, 50% off. And we have 20% off InfoWars Wake Up America Coffee. That's in either the Patriot Blend or the Immune Support Blend. Just enter the code WAKEUP at checkout to get 20% off InfoWars Wake Up America Coffee. Let's go back to the shooting in Vegas. And again, I had a guy I interviewed who tried to, I think, pour cold water on the investigation by saying the whole thing is just a hoax. Nobody died. Nothing happened. This is just something that's being done by the government. Well, I do believe that it is something that's being done by the government. However, I do believe that people died. Here's an account, a firsthand account. From a guy, and this is reported from the New Yorker. They called up this guy who lives in Los Angeles. They talked to him on the phone. So his name, his name is Kevin, Kriebel. He's a 28-year-old tech salesman. He said, I own guns myself. He said, I don't own anything that's semi or fully automatic, but I know what they sound like. And after the first burst of gunfire, I looked up and I didn't see fireworks. I thought it must be a gun, but I figured it was a shootout that was happening on the streets. He said, nobody had started running yet. Through the first burst of shots, then there was a pause. And when the second burst came, people got down. A number of people moving past us were probably pretty intoxicated, but they were saying, it's fake, it's fake, it's not real. Stand up, stand up. What's wrong with you people? There were people videotaping. There were people making jokes. He says, I'll never forget that. But when the second wave came, I saw two different guys get hit and fly in a way that to me, he said, you know, it just sounded, I didn't know it was coming. From a half mile away, it sounded like small arms ammunition. This is a guy who shoots. He says, it didn't sound like it was coming that far away. It sounded like it was pretty close. These guys got hit. It sounded like small arms ammunition. And he saw these guys go down. He says, I was trying to count the number of seconds it took between the second and third waves of, you know, heavy fire. There was about 10 to 15 seconds in between. He says, that's not a whole lot of time, even to stand up. But he said, after the third wave ended, I grabbed everybody and we started going. It had cleared out a good bit by then, and I saw a half dozen people get hit. They were getting thrown. And behind me, it was just a stampede. People were falling over each other. He said, the panic just goes up your spine. And the smell of gunpowder, it was powerful and everywhere. And I don't have a good sense of smell. Let me repeat that for you. As he's running, he said a couple of interesting things. He said, gee, you know, it didn't sound like it was a half mile away. And it kind of sounded like small arms fire. And then as he's running, he says one of his most vivid memories was the smell of gunfire. It was very powerful and everywhere. Not gunfire, but gunpowder. He said gunpowder. The smell of gunpowder was very powerful and it was everywhere. And I don't have a great sense of smell. Would he smell it from the fire a half mile away? I mean, this is only the third round that is happening here. Again, the eyewitness accounts that we're hearing, that the government never talks about that. They never interview these people. But the truth is going to come out, folks. We've got a lot of people who are recording audio on their cell phones, and we're going to be doing, there's a lot of investigation already being done about that. A lot of eyewitness accounts that don't correspond to what we're being told by the police. And now MGM is getting sued. They're going to have an interest in finding out if there were other shooters as well. Stay with us.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff I said. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop Caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Powers, keep on lying. Live from Austin, Texas, it's David Knight.
That's right. The powers keep on lying. The people keep on dying. And that's what we're talking about in Las Vegas. And we have a report that's just come out by Paul Joseph Watson on InfoWars.com. Report, the FBI is wiping phones and laptops of Las Vegas massacre everywhere. From the eyewitnesses who were there, they had their phones, their laptops confiscated in many cases. And according to a Las Vegas resident who posted a status update on Facebook, quote, a bunch of people that worked the Route 91 said they, that's the name of the concert, said they got their cell phones back today. They all said that their phones were completely wiped clean. All messages and info from that weekend are completely gone. Anyone else experience this? And a few different people who were vendors there said they experienced the same thing from the FBI. And one of them said, well, of course, it's a federal active crime scene. They can wipe it clean. I was the beverage manager for the entire event. Another one says, yeah, I know you were. And he says, yeah, my laptop was wiped clean. And as Paul Joseph Watson points out, InfoWars was separately contacted by another individual who told us the same story. Both individuals have asked that their names not be revealed. This is looking like a cover-up, folks. You know, the same thing happened with the FBI going around confiscating materials from crash investigators in the aftermath of the TWA Flight 800 that they wanted to tell us spontaneously combusted in the air, that it had nothing to do with the nearby military drills that were being conducted by the Navy, even though we had a lot of people report that they saw a missile headed up and toward the plane. And, of course, there have been accidents in the past. We had the U.S. military, Navy, accidentally shoot down an Iranian commercial jet. That one they had to admit because they couldn't cover it up internally. It involved another country. And interestingly enough, you know, the Iranians didn't do anything about it. They accepted the apology and they accepted, some compensation or whatever. But that kind of thing happens. But, of course, the government is not going to admit that they accidentally shot down a plane. And they're now out there confiscating the information from people and taking their phones and wiping that clean. As I pointed out before, there's a lot of people still, though, who have phones, and we have already seen some of them post to YouTube and other places. There's still going to be a lot of investigation of what's going on. But the fact that the FBI is trying to cover this up should tell you something. You know, I've talked many times since this happened about the nonsense of this shooter being a professional gambler. Absolute nonsense. Absolute nonsense. On a video poker machine. And I have gone over the illustration and told you how my father took me to Vegas. We were on our way to the family who was going to Disneyland. It was before they had Disney World. We went all the way from, drove all the way from Florida to Anaheim, California to see Disneyland when I was a kid. And we stopped by Las Vegas on the way and got a lesson from my dad. Said, look at these, this, look at this palace that these people are sitting in as they dump their money into the slot machines. Who do you think's getting rich off of this? And when I went to Vegas with my wife on a business trip, they gave us a voucher. We went in and they had like the spinning wheel of fortune type of thing, whatever they call that. And the lady said, just do it once. You might win something. You have a chance of winning, not a great chance of winning. she took mercy on us and she said, but if you play it more than once, you're definitely going to lose because the odds are going to accumulate against you. And so now Ann Coulter, bless her, has come out to point out the idiocy that is being sold to us by the media. And I'm going to read you what she wrote. It's the same thing I've been saying, and I'm glad to see her putting it out there. It's going to get to a wide audience. She said, reputedly serious news organizations are claiming that this guy made a living playing video poker. That's like claiming someone made a living smoking crack. That's a great way to put it. The media are either doing PR for the gambling industry or they don't want anyone considering the possibility that Paddock was using gambling to launder money. I also said that. I also said, where is he getting all this money? If he is a constant gambler, he is going to have a constant leak, big leaks, tens of thousands of dollars being spent at a time. And then also the nonsense that the smoke he was blowing about the fact when he sued one of these casinos because he fell down. You know, he had a tendency to walk around in flip-flops. He fell down. He never got any money from them. But he said, I'm spending millions of dollars here. But, you know, I don't do much tipping with the stuff. And I don't go back to Vegas as much as I used to because they stopped the comps. they don't do as much comping as they used to. So he's making so much money. And yet he can't afford to pay the waitresses tips for drinks, so he bring his own drinks in and so forth. But then they go on. She says, NBC News reports, this is Ann Coulter, NBC News reports with a straight face, Las Vegas gunman earned millions as a gambler. Maybe it's not a straight face. Maybe it's an insider straight face that they've got because they are playing for the casinos when they tell you lies like that, that he made millions as a gambler. And they go on with a Los Angeles Times article. She says, in the solitary world of video poker, Stephen Paddock knew how to win. Really? He's got a strategy to beat this computerized game that's been pre-programmed with certain odds, okay, to make sure that the house always wins in the long term? The story says that Paddock's gambling was, quote, at least a steady income over a period of years. So Ann Coulter goes on to say, how do reporters imagine casino owners make a living? Any ideas on how those glorious lobbies, the lights, the pools, the fountains are paid for? How do they think Sheldon Adelson and Steve Wynn became billionaires if gambling is a winning proposition for people like Paddock? And therefore, by definition, a losing proposition for the casinos. The New York Times explained that the top video poker machines pay out 99.17%. That's great that Paddock was only losing cents on the dollar, even if that's true. But he was still losing for every dollar he spent. That's why I talked about the Wheel of Fortune type of thing that was in the Tropicana. You know, you play it, and maybe you got a 50% chance, or maybe you got a 49% chance of winning or something, and they got a 51% chance of winning. They've worked out these odds, folks. You know, Vegas is a city, as people have said, that's built on mathematical ignorance. So, you know, you play it once, and maybe you got a 49% chance of winning. But the more you play it, it's going to be absolutely certain that the house is going to win. She said, gamblers who are beating the house are not given $500 glasses of port. Paddock was treated like royalty by the casinos, which means that he was losing. And again, as I pointed out earlier, you remember the movie 21 with Kevin Spacey, where he gets a team of students from MIT, and they're mathematical geniuses, so they can count cards with blackjack, and they go to Vegas, and they catch these guys back in the day when this really happened. They based it on a book. When they would catch you then, they wouldn't give you comps. They wouldn't give you $500 glasses of port, as she puts it. They wouldn't give you free hotel rooms. They wouldn't give you suites. They would give you a broken arm and a broken nose. And they would warn you, if you ever come back and do this again to us, we're going to kill you. They don't do that now. Now they got lawyers, and the lawyers put restraining orders on you. And they have biometric cameras everywhere that are doing facial recognition of the people that they have ID'd as card counters. Because those people aren't really gambling. They know what they're doing. And Vegas doesn't like that. And they don't want you there. So you violate their restraining order, and then the lawyers don't break your arm. They don't bust your nose. They come and take everything you've got. They can take your home. They can take the land that your home is sitting on. They can take everything if you violate their restraining order. So now they've lawyered up, and they've got biometric ID and camera and so forth. And so what Paddock was doing, and she even talks about this. She goes back and talks about blackjack as well, which is great. It's great. I talked about that the other day, 21, and card counting. She said he wasn't card counting. He wasn't doing blackjack. His game of choice was video poker. So she says, among the questions not being asked by our uncurious media, why would Paddock unload 200 rounds into the hallway at a security guard who was checking on someone else's room before beginning his massacre? How can it possibly take 8 days to figure out when the alleged shooter checked into the hotel? Why was Paddock wearing gloves if he was about to commit suicide? Have any other solitary mass shooters ever had girlfriends? And if he wasn't making money on video poker, and he wasn't, why would he be cycling millions of dollars through a casino, turning every dollar into 99 cents? Stay with us. We'll be right back, because there's an interesting conclusion and a theory offered by Ann Coulter, which actually makes sense. We'll be right back. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government. Independence isn't a day. It's a mindset, an attitude that says, I will not be your dependent. I will not be your slave. Dependence and slavery is a chain that is forged link by link with gradual infringements. When you trade your liberty for safety, to that extent, you become their slave. Slaves are never safe. You won't get rich by being a slave. Guard your liberty. Regard with suspicion anyone who tries to take it. For InfoWars.com, I'm David Knight.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back on this Thursday, October the 12th, 2017. I'm David Knight. We're going to be taking a look at Ann Coulter's idea about what could have happened here. And she just destroyed the idea that Stephen Paddock was a multimillionaire professional gambler. And I've been talking about that for days. It's like, when are people going to wake up that this is a lie? Vegas was built on a lie. Vegas was built on taking advantage of people's hopes, expectations, and ignorance of how probability works. But of course, Americans don't really understand probability. That's why we think that we're going to get safer if we give up our liberty. They don't understand that we don't live in a binary world where everything is either safe or we're going to die. There are graduated risks on everything that we do, whether it is being able to have the liberty to defend ourselves, with liberty to move around with automobiles. That's the next big target, folks. They're already talking about it constantly. There's 37,000 people dying every year with cars, okay? Well, how many miles are driven where people don't have an accident? So that's, they never talk about the people who save lives with firearms. They only talk about the situations where people die, and many of those are suicide. And if they don't have a gun, they're going to use something else. But people don't understand risks. So we're going to talk about this, but we're also going to take a look at the FBI's role and the only verified ISIS attack in the United States. We're going to talk about the FBISIS and what they were trying to do there, what they're trying to do, I believe, now. They have wiped phones and laptops of people who were witnesses to the massacre. They confiscated stuff. They actually confiscated, you know, when we heard the reports that first came out, hey, whoever was in this room shooting had set up cameras to look into the hallway, and they'd set up a camera inside the room. We later heard that was at the peephole, but they said maybe there is some kind of a testimony from him that he's joined ISIS or something, or some kind of a suicide message that would give us some insight into his motivations. Well, maybe it wasn't trained on him. Maybe it was only trained on the people. Nevertheless, as they released that information, the Las Vegas Police Department said, well, the FBI's confiscated those cameras. And I think I tweeted out at the time. I certainly told several people. I said, well, we'll never know what was on those cameras then, will we? Because the FBI is going to wipe it. Just like they did after the investigation, while the investigation of Flight 800, the TWA plane that was shot down. They confiscated that information, and it was never seen again. Or like they confiscated the surveillance tapes of businesses that were around the Pentagon on 9/11. They didn't want people to look at those tapes either. We've always got the FBISIS coming in with their fake terror events. So we're going to have a clip from Judge Napolitano coming up real quickly. Before we get to that, so I'll remind you of some of the sales we have here. We have BioTrue Selenium. You know that selenium is very important for your health to make sure that you've got enough of this. You want to make sure you got a good organic source of this. Ours we call BioTrue Selenium because it's made from 100% organic mustard seeds. Right now you can get it 40% off and 50% off if you get auto ship. And we also have a couple of things that are going to help your mind. We have BrainForce Plus at 50% off to help supercharge your mind, to help focus your mind. Great discount, the deepest we've ever had on BrainForce Plus, 50% off. And we also have 20% off InfoWars Wake Up America Coffee. We have two different blends, a Patriot blend and an immune support blend. You can get that 20% off of InfoWars Wake Up America Coffee at checkout when you enter the code WAKEUP. Let's put in the code WAKEUP at checkout to get 20% off InfoWars Wake Up America Coffee. Now, we had several questions that Ann Coulter was writing about after she destroyed the lies that are being told to us by the mainstream media about this guy who was a professional gambler playing video poker. Video poker. And like she pointed out, that's like saying that he became a millionaire by smoking crack cocaine. And then she goes on to say, because she focuses on the fact that one of the questions that she asks was, why was he wearing gloves if he was about to commit suicide? Right? You would wear gloves because you don't want to leave fingerprints behind. But if you're going to commit suicide, why would you be wearing gloves? So then Ann Coulter says this. If this were a movie script, a terrorist would go to Paddock's room on the pretense of buying guns. You know, kind of like Fast and Furious or something like that, that was an admitted false flag by the ATF so they could get gun control legislation. So they might go to his room on the pretense of buying guns because, you know, he didn't use all these guns. He had them lined up, as the Las Vegas Police Department said, like it was a gun store or something. Yeah, it was a shopping list for gun prohibition, folks. Why would they go to his room? They might go to his room on the pretense of buying guns. They might kill him. They might commit the massacre. They might put his gunshot residue-covered gloves on Paddock's dead hands and then slip out of the room when the coast was clear. So, see, the government offers us half-baked lies. The media falls all over itself to try to bolster those reports, even saying, oh, we've looked at his brain. It was a normal brain. I mean, what is this, a scene from Young Frankenstein where you send Igor out to get the brain, and he goes, well, I brought back Abby Normal. That was her name, okay? I mean, this is what they're looking at. Have you ever seen an investigation before where they go out and examine his brain to see if they can find a motive? I mean, this is cartoon character stuff. This is Young Frankenstein stuff. And then Ann Coulter says, well, according to the all-new timeline given by the Las Vegas Police Department, pending a third revision, this is at least possible. The hallway was empty except for a bleeding security guard down by the elevators for at least 2 minutes after the shooting stopped. The stairwell was clear for more than half an hour, and it also explains the gloves on his hands. Now, she says there's no evidence for any of this, but on the other hand, there is no evidence for the version that they're selling us. At least the movie script doesn't require us to pretend that he was making millions from video poker. See, that's the thing. Their versions are patently absurd. Now, I want to play for you the video. It was done back in 2013 by Judge Napolitano. At the time, He pointed out there were 17 terror attacks that have been orchestrated and run by the FBI as sting operations to make themselves look good. Here's what he had to say at the time.
Does the government work for us, or do we work for the government? Can the federal government take credit for saving us from a plot of its own creation? Tonight, has the federal government kept us safe, or does it just want us to think that it has kept us safe? Since the tragedy of 9/11, numerous crazies and low-level copycats have engaged in criminal behavior which they hoped would result in the deaths of innocent Americans and somehow advance their cause of jihad. If you ask the leadership of the FBI, most of whose field agents are tireless, dedicated, Constitution-supporting professionals, it will tell you that it, the FBI, has foiled about 17 plots to kill Americans during the past 10 years. What it will not tell you is that there have been 20 foiled plots, and of them, 3 were interrupted by members of the public. The 17 that were interrupted by the feds were created by the feds. We all remember the 3 that were foiled by diligent Americans, the shoe bomber, the underwear bomber, and the Times Square bomber. In all of these cases, the crimes charged
and
were
the underwear bomber was a documented false flag as well, but we'll talk about that later.
In all 3 of those cases, alert Americans on transcontinental flights or in the streets of New York City told authorities of bizarre behavior or actually subdued the threats themselves. There was no foiling by the FBI. The plotters were, thankfully, bumbling fools who had poorly planned their criminal behavior and who ended up harming no one. All 3 are serving life terms.
But hold it right there for a second, because I got to chime in here. So he's talking about the 3 plots that were foiled by people. He mentions the underwear bomber. And one of the people who was an alert citizen was Kurt Haskell, who we've talked to multiple times here at InfoWars. He's a lawyer. He saw, you're talking about a bumbling bumbling patsy. He saw this guy. He said he looked like a guy that just pulled off of the street that was a wino or something. But he was being escorted by a guy that was very sharply dressed. And the guy really wasn't saying anything. And the man in the suit walks up and gets him on the plane, speaks English and everything to the person there at the gate. And that's what got his attention. So strange. It's like, what is this guy? I mean, he looks like, when we first see him, looks like maybe he's under arrest, by some kind of an agent. And yet he turns this guy over and goes in. And so he kind of kept an eye on that guy. And that turned out to be the underwear bomber. And guess what? They already had Michael Chertoff already had the backscatter machines ready to roll out. As that was the excuse. That was his Christmas present from the Bush administration. We got a present for you, Michael Chertoff, former head of Homeland Security. Now that you're in private practice and you've got this new sparkling machine that you've mass-produced, we've got a motive that we're going to supply so that we can impose this on everybody, and you can make a lot of money selling that. Let's go back a little bit of time that we got left. Let's go back to what Judge Knapp is saying.
Are the remaining 17 for which the federal government has taken credit. They all have a common and reprehensible thread. They were planned, plotted, controlled, and carried out by the federal government itself. In all of these 17 cases, from the Fort Dix 6 to the Lackawanna 7 to the Portland Parade Bomber, the feds found young men of Muslim backgrounds, loners who were bitter at America. They befriended them, cajoled them, and persuaded them that they could change the world.
All right, hold it there. We got to take a break. And we're going to talk to you on the other side of the news at the top of the hour. We're going to talk to you about the FBISIS. They have now been sued. The day after the Las Vegas shooting, an individual who was shot by a terror plot that they were organizing and pushing. We'll be right back.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
When we come back, I'm going to talk more about the FBI's involvement in terror attacks, especially the only known ISIS attack in the United States, and that was the one that happened in Garland, Texas. The two individuals involved were very serious about killing people. They shot a security guard who was unarmed at the time. And we're going to get into some details that have come out about that, and there is a lawsuit that has been filed, so we're going to be hearing more about that, and we're going to talk about their involvement, the FBI's involvement in promoting that particular terror attack, but also so many others. We had Julian Assange, not just Judge Napolitano, and many, many news organizations, including InfoWars over the years, has talked a lot about the FBI's involvement in terms of creating, taking patsies, creating a terrorist event, shutting it down, and taking credit for a great piece of investigation. It's phony. It's phony. But the worst part about it is when they use it to advance a legislative agenda, as was done by the ATF and other federal agencies with the gun walking, the fast and furious. They were trying to push through UN control of firearms, push that into the United States with the UN Arms Trade Treaty. It was all about moving small arms across the border. They created a false flag so they could attack our Second Amendment. But I want to talk briefly here, and we're going to maybe have more about this, the Boy Scouts, which I guess they're not the Boy Scouts anymore because they're now going to allow girls to join the Boy Scouts. What's up with this? What are they going to call them? Are they going to call them the Kid Scouts? Are they going to call them the Trans Scouts? Because they're kind of in transition, aren't they? They're part, I think, of the gender confusion agenda that is being put out there on our kids. As the AP pointed out, it was founded in 1910, the Boy Scouts, long considered to be a bastion of tradition. One of our most traditional organizations, the Boy Scouts have now undergone major changes in the past 5 years, agreeing first to accept openly gay youth members, then to accept openly gay adult scout leaders, as well as now transgender boys. And now they're going to bring in girls. And guess who organized this transgender agenda for the Boy Scouts? It was Rex Tillerson, our Secretary of State. Why would Trump pick him as Secretary of State? And I tweeted that out when news was circulating about 3 or 4 days before Rex Tillerson was announced as Secretary of State. I said, this guy is a climate change globalist who has pushed a pedophile agenda on the Boy Scouts. And understand what I'm saying when I say it's a pedophile agenda. Why did we have a difference between Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts? Why did we separate the sexes? Well, because they're going to be taken out into the woods with a few adult supervisors that the parents don't necessarily know that well. So you want to make sure that when you have these long, sustained camping trips that you are trying to lower the probability. And understand, just as I said before, we're talking about Vegas and we're talking about the idiot idea that Stephen Paddock became a millionaire because he's playing video poker. You don't understand probability in America, do you? You don't understand that everything is not a one or a zero. There's a sliding scale. So what we try to do, we can never eliminate pedophilia, but we can try to minimize it. We can try to lower the risks. What do you do with that? Well, you realize that you can do that by separating the sexes, can't you? No, they're not going to do that. You also realize that the chances of a heterosexual molesting children of the same sex is lessened because they're not going to be attracted to them. And you can have somebody who is masquerading as a pedophile. You can have pedophilia that is not homosexual, clearly. But again, it's about minimizing the risk. That's why they had Boy Scouts. That's why they had Girl Scouts. That's why they had heterosexual scout leaders of the same sex. And now that is all out of the window. Because you know what? You take over the schools, you take over the scouts, you take over the children. And it's all about pushing this sexual agenda that's coming out of Hollywood, coming out of the government. It's a Brave New World agenda, folks. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Refresh your breath with Emrex Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gum and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emrex Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
The FBI-sis. That's what we're going to be talking about. The FBI running all of these fake terror attacks so they can make themselves look like heroes. Julian Assange pointed it out. In 2013, Judge Napolitano pointed it out. Many of us have pointed it out here at InfoWars repeatedly over the years, talking about how they create these fake attacks to make themselves look good or to push a legislative agenda of gun control or surveillance to keep the public afraid, to make sure that the public will give up their liberty for the promise of security. They're terrorizing the American public for a political agenda. That's terrorism, folks. That's the definition of terrorism. And today we have the article from Paul Joseph Watson pointing out that the FBI confiscated phones and laptops from eyewitnesses to the shooting in Las Vegas. They've now returned them, wiped clean, so that we cannot hear what they recorded. Now, many people did not have their phones confiscated, and they have put that stuff up in public, and so we can still do an investigation. But that's what the FBI is doing. They're trying to shut down any honest investigation. Not only will they not allow us to have a plausible explanation of any of this. I mean, they're out there talking about, well, we examined his brain. His brain doesn't seem to be physically abnormal. I mean, what are they looking for? Absolutely insane. Telling us this guy was a multimillionaire because he played video poker and so forth. And yet, they go around confiscating cameras from people and wiping them clean. Just like they confiscated the cameras that were in the room where the shooting, in the 32nd floor where there was shooting. They confiscated those cameras. The FBI did. And I said, when it happened, we're not going to ever see that now. They're going to wipe that clean. And now we see that it was even more extensive than that. Taking that away from the Las Vegas Police Department. Why are they afraid of? Why does the FBI not want us to see that? Let's listen to some more of that report from 2013 from Judge Napolitano. Let's pick it up where we left it off.
In all these cases, agents worked undercover and portrayed themselves to the targets as Arabs of like un-American mind. In some cases, the federal agents used third parties to act as middlemen. The third parties were typically persons who had been convicted of crimes and who, in return for leniency at their own sentencings, were willing to work with the same feds who prosecuted them in order to help the feds entrap whomever else those feds were pursuing. Thus, in all 17 of these cases, because of the command and control of federal agents, no one was ever in danger, no one was harmed, no bomb went off, and no property was damaged. But in all those cases, the losers whom the feds targeted each believed that they were interacting with real plotters who would bring them cash and bombs. As we know, sometimes the cash arrived, but the bombs never did. The defendants were essentially charged and convicted for playing a game with federal agents.
Yeah,
the most recent of those government-generated plots was revealed yesterday. It has a new twist because it allegedly involves agents of the intelligence apparatus of the government of Iran. It, too, was destined to go nowhere as the feds monitored and taped every move made by their target as he interacted with federal agents whom he stupidly believed to be drug dealers and co-conspirators. Today, the feds themselves...
Hang on a second. Now, that's not improbable, right? We did have Iran-Contra. We did have the CIA and others at high levels running and starting the crack cocaine epidemic in L.A. so they could fund their secret wars, their black operations. And we've had, Freeway Ricky Ross. We've had him on multiple times talking about how that was being run. And, of course, the investigator who exposed all that, first he started getting awards for that, for what he did with the Mercury News. And then Gary got shot. First, they had an entire group set up at the LA Times to destroy his credibility. After they assassinated his credibility, they assassinated him. He was shot twice in the head, committed suicide, as they told us. But let's go back to Judge Napolitano. Let's finish up with that.
Officials of Iran's government knew nothing of this. Of course, the neocons have demanded bombs on Tehran, no matter what the government there knew. And this plot came to light the day before Attorney General Holder himself was subpoenaed by Congress in the Fast and Furious case.
Yeah. A false flag.
Are any of these plots criminal? Can the government just pick and choose whom to seduce and then lower the boom at the right time and arrest its would-be Confederates? Is this a proper and efficient use of law enforcement resources? The answers to these questions are obvious and they are not good. The courts have made this legal, so long as the target of these plots had a mental predisposition to cause harm. But none of this keeps us safe. All of this makes us less free, as any one of us can be entrapped. And we are fools if we praise the government for exposing a plot of its own creation and saving us from a danger that never existed. Can the government break the law in order to enforce it? Well, when it does, it becomes a law unto itself, and the rule of law dies as the feds decide whom to target and whom to trap. Think about it. Are we really safe in a false sense of security? Why do we pay the government to trick us into believing it is keeping us safe? When no one is harmed and the government controls the plot, aren't we just punishing someone for his thoughts? And in a free society, aren't free people free to think as they wish? This must be so. Because if the government can punish our thoughts, there are no limits to its power. From New York, defending freedom.
Yeah, you understand that it's not just about gun control. It's about the entire security state apparatus. We have the FBI creating these couple of dozen now terror plots, exposing them. Why? They want to terrorize the American public. They want you in a constant state of fear, begging them for protection, begging them to take your freedom, your dignity, your liberty. And they promise to keep you safe. And then they do another terror plot to take it further down the road. This is how we get post 9/11 America. And there was, that was in 2013. Here's something that happened in 2015. And again, Judge Napolitano spoke out about that. This was about three alleged ISIS recruits who were busted in a terror plot to quote unquote wage jihad and to kill President Obama at the time. And Judge Napolitano said, well, you can look at this a couple of different ways. He said, the FBI's way of looking at it is this. These guys obviously had a predilection to cause harm. And if they were unrestrained, they would probably cause harm. But now they're off the streets. But he goes, another way to look at this is that nobody was ever in any danger because of these guys. In their midst of them, working with them, was an undercover FBI agent. So the entire operation of the three guys was under the control of the FBI. And then Steve Ducey, who's there with him, says, well, the FBI should have arrested the men on the spot when they first made the threats last year. He said, but think of how unsophisticated, this is Judge Napolitano, think about how unsophisticated, how unprofessional these guys are, that they would put on a website, on the internet, what their plans are. So is this a real serious plot, or is this one that was ginned up by the FBI, the FBI-sis? Or so they could take credit for this kind of arrest instead of just stopping these people. Now, the lawsuit that was filed on October the 2nd, Sunday, October the 1st, was the day of the Las Vegas shooting. The lawsuit that was filed the next day pretty much been ignored. I mean, it's been reported in some media, but I mean, it's nothing compared to what everybody is looking at the biggest mass shooting we've ever had in the United States and the gun control agenda that has followed in its wake. But let's go back, because that happened a few years ago. It happened in 2015. And let's go back and review what happened. At the time, 60 Minutes investigated the first claimed ISIS attack in the United States that the FBI was telling us, because this one actually went hot. Shots were actually fired in this. And they pointed out at the time, 60 Minutes said, the terror attack in Garland, Texas 2 years ago was the first one claimed by ISIS on U.S. soil. We were surprised to discover just how close the FBI was to one of the terrorists. Well, I guess they weren't listening to InfoWars. They weren't listening to Judge Napolitano or many other media outlets that have reported FBI ISIS activity. They said not only had the FBI been monitoring for him for years, there was an undercover agent right behind him when the shots were fired. And of course, look at this. They were goading them on. They were sending them messages saying, tear up Texas. And as some of the people have said, well, you know, you can monitor stuff like this, but is this really something that we want the government doing? That we want the government to actively encourage this, to equip these people? Well, it's what they're doing in Syria, isn't it? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
A staunch anti-federalist, Patrick Henry was opposed to the Constitution, fearing it would become a monster that would take over not only the sovereign states that had created it, but that it would become a tool to destroy individual liberty. His warnings, ignored, have now come to pass. He said, "You're not to inquire how your trade may be increased, nor how you are to become a great and powerful people, but how your liberties can be secured. For liberty ought to be the direct end of your government." Patrick Henry warned us, "The liberties of a people never were, nor ever will be secure, when the transactions of their rulers may be concealed from them." Today, everything the government does at every level is concealed from us. We have trade deals to manage our economy that not even our elected representatives are allowed to see. Later in life, Patrick Henry looked back and said, "When the American spirit was in its youth, the language of America was different. Liberty, sir, was the primary object. Today, our primary concern is safety and comfort, when we should be demanding liberty." For InfoWars.com, I'm David Knight.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I want to finish up with the FBI ISIS. We have in the next segment joining us James Wesley Rawls. And he's going to talk about the Las Vegas shooting as well as gun control, because let's not forget what the ultimate objective is here. Real quickly, the things that fund our operation are the products that we sell here at InfoWars, and we've got some major discounts on some things that are really going to help your mind. You know, we've got these people looking at the brain of the shooter to see if they can discern a motive. that's kind of comical, but it's seriously a great way to help focus your mind to use brain force. It's my favorite supplement that we have here. We have it at our deepest discount we've ever had, which is 50% off Brain Force Plus. Get it right now. Give it a try. If you've never done it, I think you're really going to like this. It will help to supercharge your mind, to focus your thoughts. Brain Force Plus, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And whatever you get, we got a lot of products that are on sale. We've got 20% off water filters. We've got 20% off the Alexa Pure Breeze air filter. Those are big discounts on big ticket items. Whatever you can get 20% off at checkout when you enter the code WAKEUP. You can get 20% off our Wake Up America coffee. And we have that in two different blends. We have Patriot Blend and we have the Immune Support Blend. Enter the code WAKEUP at checkout to get 20% off InfoWars Wake Up America. Now going back to this, and again, this is the only verified actual attack of ISIS in the United States. And the FBI was knee deep in this thing. Not only did they know these guys, not only did they encourage and equip these guys, it kind of sounds like Syria, doesn't it? Where we got John McCain going over there, arming, training, funding, equipping these people. We all know what's going on in Syria. We know what happened in Afghanistan. We created the Mujahideen. They morphed into Al-Qaeda. They changed the name. Then they changed the name again into ISIS. Then we had various groups that were there that we were being told by John McCain and others who were working with them. Oh, that's moderate. Those are moderate rebels. They're not really bad guys. No, actually they are. And they actually came out and said, no, we are Al-Qaeda. Or whatever they want to call it. They've got all these different aliases that they go by. And we have these events that are happening here in the United States. But let's go back and review this event. This was May 3rd, 2015. Pamela Geller was holding a provocative contest. She was offering a cash prize of the best drawing of the Prophet Muhammad. The reason they were doing this was because Muslims had just shot up the cartoon satire site in Paris, Charlie Hebdo. So they said, well, let's do that here. Let's defy them to do that here, because if you depict Muhammad, it's considered to be sacrilege by some Muslims, and they'll kill you for that sacrilege. They won't just debate you or argue with you. They will kill you. Security outside, therefore, was very heavy. There were dozens of police. There was a SWAT team. There were snipers. More than 100 people were gathered inside, and as the event was ending, two terrorists drove up to a checkpoint that was manned by a Garland police officer and a school security guard who was unarmed. This is the individual who is now suing the FBI for $8 million. His name is Bruce Joyner. And he told Anderson Cooper at the time, it's like they pull up and stop and the door's open. And Anderson Cooper said, do you remember seeing the weapon? He says, oh, yeah, definitely saw their weapon. That's when I looked to his face because he's got this smile. Anderson Cooper said he was literally smiling. Bruce Joyner, yeah, like, I gotcha, I gotcha. The two terrorists opened fire with automatic weapons. See, we're told that they didn't have. This is the first time that automatic weapons have been used in the United States. No, it isn't. No, it isn't. They were used in an FBI-ISIS terror attack that the FBI was involved in. Joyner dove for cover, but he was still shot in the leg. Other officers there, and there's, as I said, it was heavily armed, took these guys out. Now, the terrorists had brought with them six guns, hundreds of rounds of ammunition, bulletproof and tactical vests. They had Xeroxed copies of the black flag of ISIS, and they were identified as 31-year-old Elton Simpson and 34-year-old Nadir Sufi. Simpson was already well known to the FBI. He grew up in the suburbs of Chicago. He played college basketball briefly before he dropped out and converted to Islam when he was 20. That would be 11 years before the attack. Now, 2 days before the deadly shooting in Garland, Texas, a Twitter user affiliated with Anonymous had warned the police of an Islamic attack, said that this is coming. And this is very similar to what we were talking about last week. The fact that 3 weeks before this Las Vegas attack, there was an anonymous user on 4chan saying, this is part of the high incident profile project, the high incident project. They want to have big terror attacks in areas that have a lot of security because there are security cameras everywhere in Vegas. That's the other thing that's not being talked about as of yet very much by anybody. And so they want to have that there to make everybody feel unsafe so they can put in back scanners that are sold by Michael Chertoff and others, just like we talked about the underwear bomber, the false flag there. They want to have that everywhere. They want to have checkpoints everywhere, just like they're starting to do in Orlando everywhere. Last time I was there, I was going to go to a shopping center, and they had like a TSA checkpoint that was being manned by people, interestingly enough, that barely spoke English, demanding that I prove to them my innocence before I go shopping in their shopping center. And I said, forget it. My wife and I turned around. I said, if that's going to be the way it's going to be, I'll just do business with small businesses elsewhere, and I don't have to go to their restaurants at Universal Studios. I don't have to go to their shopping centers. I don't need this stuff. And I'm not going to put up with being treated like that everywhere I go. But that's what they want to do to you in Vegas. That's what they want to do everywhere. Vegas is a perfect template for that because everybody can say Vegas has so much security. If they can't protect people in Vegas, then you've got to give up more of your liberty. You've got to create more of a security state, more surveillance state, more information about everybody. That's what the government wants. That's why they run these events. And I think we're going to find out when it gets right down to it that it's the FBI-ISIS that's behind all of this stuff. At 5:37 p.m. on Friday, May the 1st, this anonymous user who requested anonymity for the sake of her security, this is being reported by the Daily Dot, tweeted at the Garland Police Department's official Twitter account, warned them of the potential attack. They said, well, we never saw it. Sorry, we didn't see that. You know, whatever. Okay. But as a load up to this event, we have the FBI agents goading these shooters to quote unquote tear up Texas. That's a quote, tear up Texas. They were sending them messages. The revelation that an undercover FBI agent would encourage a would-be terrorist to tear up Texas shortly before they opened fire on a Draw Muhammad cartoon contest in Garland, Texas last year raises new questions about FBI counterterrorism. And this is an article that was put out by Glenn Greenwald, The Intercept, 2016. Now, 2017, a little over a year later, we've had the individual who was shot filing an $8 million lawsuit against the FBI because they didn't just test the willingness of the suspects to take steps in a conspiracy. As they point out in this Intercept article, it's a completely different thing to actively encourage them to commit a violent criminal act, to equip them, to train them, to give them plans. And we see this over and over again. Now, most of these cases, they pull it back. Some of them, they let it go forward because they want to get body scanners in at the airport, or they want to get the UN Arms Trade Treaty forward. So they run the Fast and Furious Gunwalker program. But occasionally they get caught. Occasionally somebody gets hurt. They had a federal agent get hurt. That blew that up. And then as I pointed out before, They delayed the vote on the UN arms trade treaty from December to July. And 1 week before that was to take place, they had that highly suspicious, I don't believe that that guy actually did it, I think he was a patsy, the shooting in Aurora, Colorado. I believe people died. I just don't believe that guy did it. They were trying to get the narrative back 1 week before the vote on the UN arms trade treaty so they could get that legislation passed. But it didn't work. And we're going to expose them this time as well. Stay with us. We'll be right back with James Wesley Rawls.
You know, someone very profoundly once said many years ago that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism.
You're a white male! You're a white man!
Welcome to The War Room, the latest expansion in InfoWars live broadcasting. We are live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com/show and this YouTube channel right here that you've landed on. Please subscribe to the channel for updates and notifications. You can follow us on Twitter at War Room Show. We are going to have the most powerful guests, the most powerful hosts. We'll be hearing from Alex Jones regularly, as well as taking your phone calls. The liberal establishment media has controlled the narrative for too long. The silent majority is no longer silent. This is The War Room.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today, support your own health, and support the InfoWar. It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be cleaned. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children. Do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com. As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
talking about how the government will put lives at risk for their legislative agenda. They did it with Fast and Furious. That was exposed even by organizations like the New York Times that never criticizes the official story. Cheryl Atkinson did a very long expose on that. So that's very well documented that they put lives at risk for their legislative agenda for gun control. But they will do it for other things as well. Joining us now, and I said before that it was going to be James Wesley Rawls. He's going to be joining us later in the program. I thought he was the one coming up. But we're going to be talking to Steve Malloy about something that's very similar. This is not for gun control. This is for energy control. And they put lives at risk, according to the EPA, according to then-Congressman Markey. He's now a senator from Massachusetts. They had a little dog and pony show on Capitol Hill, and the two of them had worked out this dialogue saying, you know, more people are dying from fine particulate matter than are dying from cancer. Isn't that right? Isn't that, we're not just making people sick. People are actually dying from this, and it's killing more people than cancer. And what they're talking about with fine particulate matter is the kind of stuff that comes out of the tailpipe of diesel engines, which are now on the endangered species list. They're being banned and outlawed everywhere. Using all kinds of tactics to put massive fines against anybody that has the audacity to sell a diesel engine in the United States because they're very efficient and they last for a very long time. So they must be taken away. But as they are doing that, as they are lying to the American public about that risk, and I believe it was a lie, and I think our guest Steve Malloy does too. But at the time they were doing that, they were exposing people not far from where I lived in North Carolina, at the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill. They had people literally hooked up to a tailpipe, and they were exposing them to over 70 times the limit that the EPA was telling everybody, hey, if you go above this, you're going to die, and people are dying from this, and then they're experimenting on the humans. The guy that broke this story, that found this investigation at the time, was Steve Malloy, and you can find him at junkscience.com on Twitter, at junkscience. And I want him to break that down as well as something that's been very positive that has just come out of the Trump administration, and that was shutting down the clean power plan that was put in by Barack Obama. They always come up with these wonderful little titles. What it would have done is it would have cleaned out your wallet if you wanted to actually purchase any power. That would have been the net effect of the clean power plan. And we're going to save a lot of money by shutting that down and shutting down the junk science. So joining us now is Steve Malloy of junkscience.com. Thank you for joining us, Steve.
David, thanks for having me.
Now, tell us, let's start a little bit with where this had its origins, because as you correctly pointed out, it goes back to regulating fine particulate matter,
right,
and this human experimentation that you found at the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill being done by the EPA, which has a big facility in Research Triangle Park there in North Carolina. Talk a little bit about that. I just kind of teased it.
So about 20 years ago, the EPA invented the scare about fine particulate matter, which comes out of smokestacks or tailpipes or your barbecue or your fireplace.
That's right. They want to outlaw fireplaces and barbecues,
right,
too. I forgot about that.
In California, they tried to outlaw bonfires on the beach because of this. And the idea was that these, you know, this fine particulate matter or soot could kill you within hours. And as a matter of fact, as you pointed out earlier, EPA claimed that one out of four deaths in America is caused by particulate matter. And so particulate matter was really exploited by the Obama administration and formed the basis for all the war on coal rules, including the Clean Power Plan, which was the climate rule. And the climate rule was actually not justified on the basis of cutting CO2 emissions or greenhouse gas emissions. It was actually justified on the sort of co-benefit of, you know, by reducing coal plants, you're also going to reduce particulate matter in the atmosphere, and that's going to save lives. And since EPA values every life saved at $9 billion, you know, when you multiply thousands of lives saved by millions of dollars, you get billions of dollars in benefits. And of course,
yeah, and wait a minute, what is that number that they came up with for every life saved? It was how much per life?
So
$9 million? Okay, great.
Even if you were 99 years old and died, you know, EPA determined by PM2.5, your life was worth $9 million, which is ridiculous. Go to court and try to get that.
Yeah, I didn't know it was worth $9 million. Maybe that's just my tax valuation of what they expect to get out of me over my lifetime.
But EPA never had any science to back any of this up. So as you described, they engaged in this human testing where they looked for elderly sick people in North Carolina. They put them in an EPA lab in an actual gas chamber.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Junk science. And then outside the lab, they idled a diesel truck and they pumped the exhaust. I mean, they took the carbon, but they had the decency to take the carbon monoxide out. But they pumped the exhaust into the gas chamber. and you can't
make this stuff up. I mean, when this came out and you told us about it, it was right about the time I started working here. And what? And we had pictures of the gas chamber that they had there and the apparatus that they hooked up to people's heads. I mean, it's absolutely insane. It's like something out of The Onion.
Yeah, incredible. and why are they doing this? Well, they don't have any, you know, their statistics claiming that particulate matter kills people are really lousy. So they need some biological or medical evidence. And so what they're trying to do is they're actually trying to hurt people or even kill people to justify their regulation, which has no other scientific evidence.
Yeah, and you did great journalistic work there in finding that. You saw some tell us how you found that. I'll let you break that.
Well, I had written a piece in the Washington Times called EPA Show Us the Bodies, because they had engaged in their war on coal rulemaking, and they were using PM2.5, but they had no actual evidence. So I said, EPA, show us, if millions of people are being killed by PM2.5, please show us a body. Well, a few months later, they came out with a study where they claimed to have sent some woman to the emergency room because of her participation in an experiment. So I looked into this, and one thing led to another, and Freedom of Information Act requests. And so, you know, years later, this has really become a big stink. We wound up in federal court with EPA. The National Academy of Sciences looked at this. And it's all really, it's come to a really positive place, though, because now the Trump EPA has proposed to get rid of these climate rules. And the basis for doing it is my work on PM2.5, that PM2.5 yeah. doesn't kill anybody. So yeah. it's really fantastic.
That's very important. But, you know, what I think was also important, too, was that, and you pointed it out at the time, they were actually searching for people who had respiratory issues or heart issues so they could generate an event. I mean, this is like false flag health attack for their legislation is exactly what it is. And they had absolutely no regard for these people's lives, for their health, to search for people that they're going to make sick so they can push a legislative agenda. And we tried to stop you and others at Environment and Energy Legal, tried to shut down the human experimentation. They tried to get a restraining order, and the government said, no, we're going to keep doing it.
Right. I mean, you know, the whole thing was outrageous because the experiments were just, they're illegal to start with. You know, you can't try, the government cannot try to kill people. But then another comical aspect of this was, okay, so if you are going to experiment on people, then you have to get from them informed consent. You have to tell them what the risks are. They have to sign a piece of paper saying that they acknowledge this. So in the documents I obtained, I looked at the informed consent that the EPA was obtaining from these human guinea pigs. And EPA only told what EPA told these people about PM2.5 was that, well, nothing's going to happen. You may develop a cough that'll last for a couple hours, but that'll be it. Okay. Meanwhile, EPA is testifying to Congress, telling the public that any exposure, any inhalation of PM can kill you within hours.
Yeah.
But the guinea pigs,
not make you sick. They clarified that. They said, not make you sick. It will kill you, is what then EPA Director Lisa Jackson was saying on Capitol Hill with the dog and pony show that she'd set up with Congressman Markey.
Right. And then the federal judge that ruled in our case and ultimately let EPA off the hook said, well, you know, they didn't really let EPA off the hook. What he said was, you guys, Energy and Environment Legal, you're not the right party to bring this. The human guinea pigs, they would have standing to bring this lawsuit. But of course, EPA had been lying to them. How would they know to bring the lawsuit? I mean, the whole thing was ridiculous.
That's great. All right, we're going to be back with, we got to take a quick break. We'll be back with Steve Malloy. And all of this has led to something very positive because Trump is in the White House and Scott Pruitt is at the EPA. And he's going to break down now the fact that this has been removed, or is going to be removed. We're going to talk about the removal of the Clean Power Scam by Barack Obama. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com. Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, and to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day, whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Steve Malloy. He exposed the human experimentation that was taking place at UNC Chapel Hill in North Carolina, being conducted by the EPA. They were doing this so that they could get new regulation. They were putting people at risk, actually hooking them up to tailpipes, trying to provoke health incidents so they could jack up the regulations. They did it anyway, even though they didn't kill anybody. They did it anyway. That was called the Obama Clean Power Act. That is now being rolled back by the Trump administration. And it's very important for us to understand. We're going to get some more comments here from Steve Malloy. It's very important to understand there's a couple of different ways that they've been coming at this, of course. One way that they're selling control and shutdown of our power here is to talk about man-made climate change. And President Trump said we're going to get out of the Paris Climate Agreement. But the other part of this that's very important is the Endangerment Act. And this incident that they did at UNC Chapel Hill, the human experimentation that they did, the Clean Power Act that was enacted, that was all part of the endangerment side, saying, we're going to kill people. And they were lying to people, saying that more people were going to die from fine particulate matter, were dying from fine particulate matter than died from cancer. And this is what Obama's EPA director said at the time. That's the kind of thing that allowed them to get the endangerment clause. And we're going to go back to Steve Malloy in just 1 second. But before we do, a couple of the products that we're selling here at InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, this is what supports our operation, the products that we sell. And we have Alexa Pure Breeze. Well, we're talking about fine particulate matter. Make sure that you got clean air in your home. You know, you never know if the EPA is sneaking around and putting a tailpipe in your window. Just joking. Still, there's a lot of toxins that are in your home that are being outgassed by your carpet, maybe radon gas. Maybe there's bacteria because there's somebody that's sick in your house. This thing cleans that up. And it's a great way to make sure that you have fresh air in your home. And it's a big ticket item. It's 20% off. Big savings right now. The Alexa Pure Breeze. Also, the Alexa Pure Pro to clean your water, because we do know that people are dumping stuff in your water. We do have fluoride and other things that are being dumped in. If you're on a well water, maybe your neighbors who are farmers are dumping in glyphosate, weed control killer that's working its way down. You never want to take it for granted that your water is clean. Just ask the people in Flint, Michigan. You don't want to wait until you start seeing adverse effects. So again, you can get Alexa Pure Pro. That's our gravity feed water system. It's a big one. It's 20% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And finally, at checkout, you can save 20% off of InfoWars Wake Up America coffee. We have that in a couple of different blends. We have the Patriot blend, the immune support blend. Just enter the code WAKEUP at checkout, and you can save 20% off of InfoWars Wake Up America with that code at checkout, Wake Up. All right, Steve, let's talk about where we are right now. The good news is that we don't have a President Hillary Clinton, we don't have a President Obama, and we have somebody good in the EPA that is pushing back on this. Talk about the way that it feeds into this endangerment rule, and tell people what the endangerment rule is about and why that is so dangerous and why President Trump needs to push that away as well, like he did the Paris Climate Agreement.
Well, so in 2007, Supreme Court ruled that EPA could regulate greenhouse gases like carbon dioxide if it wanted to. The Bush administration chose not to. The Obama administration put the pedal to the metal as soon as it came in into office. It had, you know, the endangerment finding is the foundation for all the global warming rules. It's the decision by the Obama administration that CO2, which is really necessary for life on the planet, is actually a toxic poison. It kills people and it's destroying the planet. It's crazy. But anyway, so
yeah, it's absolutely insane. And, you know, before we move on from that, I mean, when this happened back in 2012, they could go, and I don't know, it may still be there. You go to the page, from the EPA website about fine particulate matter, and they got a picture of the Smoky Mountains. And it's like, the Smoky Mountains, that has nothing to do with man-made pollution. They were called the Smoky Mountains before any Europeans ever came here. I mean, it's absolutely insane, but that was their poster child. That's the fake science that they're pushing all of this stuff with. The fake science that CO2, which is not carbon monoxide, which will kill people, but carbon dioxide that we all breathe out, that animals breathe out, that plants need to survive. They're calling that a poison, and that's what's pushing this on. Go ahead.
So the rulemaking was entirely illegal. The Obama administration had made up its mind before it did the rulemaking. You know, when the ClimateGate emails broke, which exposed the whole global warming scam, the EPA conveniently ignored that. But nonetheless, because, you know, the federal courts are run by liberal progressives, they supported the EPA. So, you know, fortunately, President Trump, you know, people laughed at us climate skeptics all the years, but I'll tell you what, we had one big consumer, and that was President Trump. So President Trump has come into office. He campaigned on shrinking the EPA almost to zero, getting rid of the Clean Power Plan. And sure enough, he came into office. That's exactly what he's been doing. And so this week, the EPA formally proposed to repeal the Clean Power Plan, the Obama administration's global warming rules. Liberals are crying mightily about it. And the basis for this work is the work we've been doing on PM 2.5.
Yeah, and the EPA has said that it's going to save, by their estimation, 30-some-odd-plus million dollars for people. And as others have pointed out, cheap available power is not just something that makes your lifestyle better. It actually changes your life expectancy. So the irony of this is that they're selling this endangerment clause. They're using that to create very expensive power. We've seen the results of this in Europe where power bills are so expensive that retirees are dying. But they use this to make power expensive, which will actually cost lives. That's something that will actually cost lives. We saw it in Florida when the air conditioning was turned off in that retirement home. We saw these individuals die.
Yeah, I mean, look, one of the main reasons that life expectancy took off during the 20th century was our burning of fossil fuels. And of course, not only has it saved lives, but it's actually, you know, helped plants, helped agriculture. There's no downside to burning fossil fuels. That's why the rest of the world is rushing to burn more fossil fuels. Coal is the most widely used source of energy on the planet. Burning coal in a power plant is clean. Chinese air is not dirty because they burn coal in power plants. Chinese air is dirty because they burn coal in inefficient cooking stoves, which are just vented directly into the atmosphere. But so if we burn more coal in power plants, the environment would be clean. I mean, look, we have the cleanest environment on the planet, and we burn a lot of coal because when you burn coal in a power plant, it's clean.
And, you know, when we're talking about that and we're talking about the Paris Climate Agreement, that was supposed to address worldwide climate change. Even the people who believe that this stuff is creating climate change, man-made climate change, even those people said, well, this is obviously a fraud because we're giving some of the biggest and dirtiest people, China and India, we're allowing them to continue to expand their production of this stuff that we think is going to kill us. Right. And we're not throttling that, but we're doing it here in America. So it was a massive globalist control to take away our sovereignty, to take away our economy. People saw that for what it was. But this is important, I think, because as that was put down, a lot of people said, we got to get rid of this endangerment clause. And if the Trump administration doesn't get rid of the endangerment clause, it's going to be used by activist judges as a tool of tyranny for this. And I think now that we see that they're moving to get rid of the Obama Clean Power Plan, I think that's very positive that they may get rid of this endangerment rule. Do you agree?
Yes, I'm hoping so. It's very important that President Trump order EPA to get rid of the endangerment finding. If we don't get rid of the endangerment finding, you know, God help us, there is a change of regime in Washington. EPA is just going to go right back to where they were. There's ample reason to get rid of the endangerment finding. I know that there is some resistance in the White House, like there is, you know, the swamp creatures don't want to get rid of the endangerment finding. They're afraid. But the rest of us have to push President Trump to do that because that's very important. I'm not quite sure that he understands it because, you know, he thinks that, well, I've gotten rid of the Clean Power Plan. That's all I need to do. No, we have to get rid of the root of all evil. Once we get rid of that, then we're in the clear.
That's right. Because when we look at things like the Paris Climate Agreement and we look at the Clean Power Act, those things were based on things like the endangerment rule. So those are the foundations for these other things. Right. They were simply the fruit. They were the effect of these things. And if we leave those Supreme Court decisions and other things in there, then we are going to have this same structure come back and kill us. I mean, it's kind of like when we're talking about healthcare. If we leave the framework, the structure, the foundation of Obamacare there, you can mess with all the different rules and everything, but you're just rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic because we're still heading towards the iceberg as long as we've got this framework, this foundation that's still there. But it's looking very positive, I think.
Oh, yeah. I was on a conference call with the White House about this, and there's going to be, after the repeal of the Clean Power Plan, they're going to propose, you know, they're going to ask the public for comments, what do we do next? The public is going to need to tell the White House we need to get rid of that endangerment finding.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you for joining us. Steve Malloy did great work in exposing this, and he is at the forefront of turning back this oppressive movement. You can find him, junkscience.com. That's his website. You can also find him on Twitter, @junkscience. Thank you so much for joining us, Steve Malloy.
Thank you, David.
All right. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight. Stay with us. We've got news at the top of the hour.
Thank you.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Live from Austin, Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome back on this October the 12th, 2017. We have President Trump is going to be talking today. Probably in the next half hour, he's going to be talking about changing some of the restrictions on competition in health insurance. I mean, if you want affordable health care, if you want affordable health insurance, you've got to have competition, folks. That's the only thing that's going to bring the price down. The only thing that's going to bring it down. You're not going to regulate it. You're not going to bring down the price with mandates. Even Richard Nixon tried wage and price controls. They don't work. They don't work. You can't mandate prosperity. You cannot bring the cost down by regulation. You bring it down by competition. So we have to give people choice, not coercion. We have to give them marketplaces, not mandates. We have to give them competition across state lines. And I want to play a clip for you of the debates. Remember when we had the debates and Marco Rubio, little Marco, decided that he was going to get real snarky with President Trump? He looked at this and goes, you know, Trump is getting really popular. I think it's because he calls these people out on nonsense and he makes fun of them. You know, like poor Jeb Bush. he makes fun of these people. So I'm going to make fun of President Trump. That's going to be the way that I'm going to take this thing over. So we have the debate clip here. And they're talking about, remember when he said, what are the lines? The lines. You got lines everywhere. You got, and wouldn't let Trump talk. But Trump got this in. He said this during the debates. Now he's going to enact it today. Here's the clip from the debates and the lead up to the presidential election.
Important, guys. This is an important thing. What is your plan? I understand the lines around the state, whatever that means. This is not a game where you draw maps
and
you around.
You don't know what it
what
means.
What is your plan?
That's the problem.
What is your plan?
You don't know what it means. That's the problem.
The biggest problem he doesn't know.
The biggest
problem he's got is he doesn't know. You know, I watched him melt down 2 weeks ago with Chris Christie. I got to tell you, the biggest problem he's got is he really doesn't know about the lines. The biggest thing we've got, and the reason we have no competition, is because we have lines around the state, and you have essentially.
We already mentioned that as part of my plan. What that is. But what else is part of your plan? So your only thing is to get rid of the lines around the states. What else is part of your healthcare plan?
What the lines around the states mean?
That's your only plan.
And it was almost done. No. You know what that does?
I'll give him time of mind. He can tell us his plan.
Excuse me. That brings in competition. When you get rid of the lines, it brings in competition. So instead of having one insurance company taking care of New York or Texas, you'll have many. They'll compete, and it'll be a beautiful thing.
Right. And
that's a perfect example of not only trolling somebody, but using a straw man to troll them. The lines. You got lines around the states. Marco Rubio knew what was going on. He knew that there were restrictions on insurance companies competing across state lines. That's anti-competitive. It's against the Commerce Clause. But, of course, they don't use the Commerce Clause in the way that the Commerce Clause was meant to be used. The Commerce Clause was meant so that we would have a free trade zone within the borders of the United States, so that other states could not block competition. Instead, our government turns it on its head and uses it as a way to inject regulations that will stop competition across state lines. They stop the transfer of goods and services across state lines. It was meant to facilitate competition and goods and services crossing state lines. They use it the other way around. And, of course, they use it to regulate farmers. They use it to regulate gun owners. They use it to create drug prohibition. They say, we don't have any constitutional amendment for drug prohibition, but we got the Commerce Clause. And it's like, well, the Commerce Clause was there when they had the 18th Amendment that prohibited alcohol. They said, we still need this because after the Commerce Clause, just make sure that they didn't do something like they're currently doing. They put in the 9th and 10th Amendment, said, if we don't specifically give you the power to do something, you don't have it. The states have that power, the people have that power, and they recognized that when they prohibited alcohol. But now they've used the Commerce Clause to go the other way around. Trump is going to do a beautiful thing today. But, of course, the Washington Post says Trump is going to sign an order to eliminate ACA insurance rules and undermine the marketplaces. No, he's going to create a competitive marketplace. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Biggs here with InfoWars.com. Today I want to talk to you about guns. Why we have them. Why the Bill of Rights guarantees that we can have them. And why my right to have a gun is more important than your right to rail against it in the press. I believe every good journalist needs to know why the Second Amendment must be considered more essential than the First Amendment. This may be a bitter pill to swallow, but the right to keep and bear arms is not an outdated, dusty idea some old dead white guys dreamed up in fear of the redcoats. No, it is just as essential to liberty today as it was in 1776. The original amendments we refer to as the Bill of Rights contain 10 of what the constitutional framers termed unalienable rights. The Bill of Rights came to us with blinders on. It doesn't recognize color or class or wealth. It protects not just the rights of actors or editors or reporters, but extends even to those we love to hate. This is a small excerpt from Charlton Heston.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. It's October the 12th, 2017. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk to James Wesley Rawls. We're going to talk to him about gun prohibition in the wake of the Las Vegas shooting. I just talked to Steve Malloy, and we were talking about how the government created, if you will, a false flag situation by human experimentation at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. They hooked people up to car exhaust. They took out the carbon monoxide so they didn't actually kill them, but they had been on Congress. They'd had testimony from Lisa Jackson, then head of the EPA. They'd gone to Congress with Congressman Markey, and they were telling everybody, no, fine particulate matter is going to kill people, and it's killing more people than cancer kills people. So we have this endangerment ruling that they doubled down on. They came up with the Clean Power Plan, and now President Trump's EPA has shut that down. They need to continue to go and shut down the Endangerment Act, because if they don't, there's going to be a framework for judicial tyranny that is going to continue to be used by the people who are foisting this upon us. But it's just another example of how the government will endanger human lives, because they were searching for people who had respiratory and heart issues that they could hook up to this, hoping that they would get sick, hoping they could increase the regulatory footprint on your neck. And that's just the EPA. What does the ATF do? Well, the ATF goes out and stages false flag attacks called the Fast and Furious, or the Gunwalker program, so they could ramp up gun control laws. They'll do anything to sell their legislative agenda. They'll do anything to keep you cowering in fear so that you give up your liberty, so that you give up your privacy, so that you give up your freedom, your dignity, and the hope that somehow the people who are creating these incidents, and that's the key thing. That's why we talk about this. You have to understand that the biggest threat is coming from the people who are telling us that they're going to protect us. Just like Megyn Kelly. So, did you see my Putin interview? She said to me when she came here to the office to interview Alex Jones, did you see my Putin interview? And I said, I'm not worried about Putin and the Russians. I'm worried about James Clapper and the U.S. surveillance state. They're the ones that are the most direct threat to me right now. The politicized surveillance state. The surveillance state that NSA whistleblower William Binney said is far worse than anything he ever observed in decades of watching East German Stasis. And now, as we see, we may be getting some movement on the Endangerment Act here at home, but we have all these different countries that are now trying to shut down not just diesel engines, but internal combustion engines. We had first France said we are going to ban the internal combustion engine. Then we had the UK say we're going to do it, and they're picking a date of 2040. Now we've got California talking about doing that, and that would be an even bigger impact if California were to do that. Now the city of Paris says that they're going to completely ban the internal combustion engine by 2030. It'll make everybody feel so much better about everything if they don't actually see anything coming out of the tailpipe. Because, you know, the power will still, by necessity, if we're going to be able to afford it, the power will still have to be generated by fossil fuels. It'll just be somewhere where they don't see the smokestacks or the exhaust pipes. So I guess we just ought to call them the external combustion engines that'll be powering their electric cars. But understand, the electric car is simply a beard for the controls that the government wants to put on your movement. Everybody looks at the electric cars and says, oh, these things are so wonderful. Look at all these gadgets that are affiliated with this. And I get it. I get it. I mean, I was, I got the iPhone, very first iPhone when it first came out. I was an engineer. I love technology. But I don't like technology being used to suppress and to control and to monitor me, to tax me, to track me, my every movement. And that's what's coming with these autonomous cars. The electric stuff that's so clean and so wonderful. That is a beard to hide the fangs of the surveillance state that they're going to sink into you as you go around in your robo cars. And I think we just ought to call them slave cars. Because, you know, that's what a robot is. It's the Czech word for slave. And you get in their little robot cars and they drive you around where they want, when they want, and tax you every mile that you go. Just call them robot slave cars, or just slave cars, because you're going to be a slave if they take over your transportation. Let's take a look at the NFL here, because this is a very key issue, and it's brought up some First Amendment issues now between Rush Limbaugh and President Trump. I want to take a look at that juncture here. There are a couple of things that came out yesterday that affect the First Amendment. But first of all, here's what the Gerald McCoy of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers said. Here's a clip. Let's play that.
Players be ordered to stand during the anthem. What do you think would be the reaction of players around the league?
I think it's going to be a negative reaction. I don't think guys are going to like it. I think it's going to be an uproar if that is to happen, because you're basically taking away a constitutional right to freedom of speech. And if guys want to have a peaceful protest, I don't think it's right to take that away from guys.
Well, you know, a lot of people paid tickets, actually, to see you perform because you're an entertainer, Gerald McCall. You're in the entertainment business. And so a lot of people paid tickets, and they don't like to see their entertainment that they paid for being taken over by a protest on their time, because they're paying for you to perform for them. You may not understand that. The owners are starting to finally get that message. They were very incensed that President Trump would call them out on this. They said, how dare him disrespect the NFL? The NFL can disrespect the flag, the national anthem, the American people, the veterans, all the stuff that is involved in that. They can disrespect that, but you don't dare disrespect these billionaires and their millionaire players. Don't you dare disrespect the NFL. And I think it's kind of interesting, as this is taking a turn now, we're seeing them talk about the First Amendment. That's not how this started. Let's understand that Colin Kaepernick was pushing a Black Lives Matter agenda. He was very open about it. So was Black Lives Matter. They were embracing each other. D. Ray McKesson was saying, oh yeah, you know, this is great. This is the best thing's happened to Black Lives Matter. It was and is a Black Lives Matter agenda. That's why I said yesterday, the NFL is pushing a Black Lives Matter agenda. They have owned it. The owners, the players, the rest of them have owned this. Now, as President Trump pushed back against that, they said, how dare you? We have a First Amendment right to thumb our nose at the symbols of this country. And now we've had Rush Limbaugh yesterday come out and say, you know, there's a part of this story that's starting to make me nervous. And it's this, he said. I'm very uncomfortable with the president of the United States being able to dictate the behavior and power of anybody. That's not where this should be coming from. He's not dictating any behavior. He doesn't have the power to dictate behavior. He has the power to comment. That's his First Amendment rights. See, you can't disrespect the NFL. How dare you disrespect the NFL? But they can disrespect the flag, the national anthem. How dare him comment and say something, but, you know, they can do everything that they want to. They have their free speech, but he doesn't have free speech. You don't give up your First Amendment rights when you become president. As a matter of fact, most presidents have something that they have typically called a bully pulpit. You get up there as a leader and you talk about issues that are important. You lead public opinion instead of just following it, instead of just sticking your wet finger in the air to see which way the wind is blowing. But Rush Limbaugh went on to say, he said, I don't think that it's useful or helpful for any employee anywhere to be forced to do something because the government says that they must. No, they're going to be forced to do it because the people who pay for their services are going to boycott them because they're tired of being insulted and disrespected by the NFL. And he said, we don't want the president to be able to demand anybody that he's unhappy with behave the way that he requires. Limbaugh's comments come after the president said on Wednesday that it was about time that the NFL commissioner demanded that players stand for the national anthem. That was actually the rules that they have in the NFL, but who would expect the NFL to play by the rules, right? Who would expect them to respect the national anthem or the flag or the American public that pays handsomely for their services? Look, President Trump seems to understand here something that Rush Limbaugh doesn't. He understands what is behind this. This is a concerted effort to remove the foundations of America, to remove our monuments, to disrespect the national anthem, the flag. It is a movement to take America's foundations down. President Trump understands that, and he should use his bully pulpit to criticize that, to shut that down. As a matter of fact, I think he should have criticized removal of monuments instead of putting the person who started all, Nikki Haley, at the UN.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Tearing down the foundations of America. What's happening with the NFL is, in essence, the same thing's happening with the monuments. It is hate speech that is directed at America and its institutions. President Trump understands that. He has used his First Amendment rights that he has every bit as much of as these players do. And these players can do it when they are not employees. Because if they do it as employees, if they want to disrespect America, disrespect our institutions, be a part of the revolutionary overthrow that Colin Kaepernick, a guy who loved Che Guevara, a guy who hated everything about America, a guy who is a Black Lives Matter spokesman. If the NFL wants to embrace that, if the NFL wants to identify with that and then get petulant about the fact that they are being disrespected as they disrespect our institutions and they disrespect everything about America, then they're going to go out of business. They've gone from first to worst in terms of ratings of professional sports teams. And it was kind of interesting to see Rush Limbaugh take the tack that the NFL and the Black Lives Matter people were doing, criticizing Trump for speaking out on this. No, he has a bully pulpit. He needs to lead this. He understands what this is, and I think he hasn't gone far enough, quite frankly. You know, the Trump voters, I took a poll on Daily Caller. It was actually New York Times analyzed this, and here's the headline. Trump voters hate the NFL more than Clinton voters hate Fox News. A New York Times analysis yesterday of daily polling shows that Donald Trump voters view the NFL more unfavorably than Hillary Clinton voters feel about Fox News. The NFL had a negative 24% net favorability amongst Trump voters. Fox News had a negative 14% with Hillary Clinton voters, according to the New York Times. And it isn't just about becoming popular. We have to understand the broader picture and what is being done as they tear down all of our monuments. going all the way back to Christopher Columbus. They want to tear down all the foundations of Western civilization, all the foundations of our law. And that's what Judge Roy Moore understood many years ago when he put up the Ten Commandments. That was a message to people that was the exact opposite of what Nikki Haley did when she started her war on American symbols that has now been picked up and the NFL has got the ball and they're running with it. And they're running into their own end zone to score a touchdown for the other side. Meanwhile, there is something that I disagree with President Trump about, and that is his doubling down on a threat to revoke the licenses of network news organizations. He came out and he said, network news has become so partisan, so distorted, so fake, licenses must be challenged and, if appropriate, revoked. It's not fair to the public. Now, first of all, the facts. Why is he saying this? Well, the latest attack that has come out is the report by NBC News, and it has been denied and labeled as absolutely false by Defense Secretary James Mattis. And he actually put it out in an official document that says classification unclassified. He said, statement from Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis. Recent reports that the president called for an increase in the U.S. nuclear arsenal are absolutely false. This kind of erroneous reporting is irresponsible. That's all he had to say. NBC had reported that President Trump had called to increase the nuclear arsenal by a factor of 10. Absolute nonsense. But then he came out and doubled down with some nonsense of his own, saying that the licenses for networks need to be pulled. Well, first of all, networks are not licensed. People have pointed that out. But then you immediately have President Markey, or Congressman, sorry, Senator Markey. He was a congressman when he did the nonsense with Lisa Jackson saying that fine particulate matter was going to kill everybody. Now he's jumping in with a letter to the FCC chairman saying, please don't let him revoke our licenses. Please stop that. Don't let him revoke network licenses. Well, networks don't get licenses, and they shouldn't. And they shouldn't be any control whatsoever by the president or anyone else on free speech. The way you defeat that is by using the free market of free speech, not by government regulation, not by government prohibition. We do not want to go down the path that the Berkeley left has gone in terms of shutting down and censoring our opposition. That is the wrong way to go. No matter how much they lie, no matter how many fake news reports they put out, you just shut them down. And that's causing them to collapse. It will only make them stronger if you try to censor them in some way. And so we do not want to see that happen. The First Amendment is an absolute. Congress shall make no law. And the president should not get involved in trying to take licenses away from it. Yeah, the First Amendment shouldn't be a privilege anyway. The only reason those licenses exist is so that you can allocate a limited number of frequency spectrum there. The FCC should never be involved in content. The government should never be involved in content of any media organization, no matter how off the wall they are. Let us take care of that, President Trump. We can take care of the fake news people. Let's talk about Harvey Weinstein. And we don't do this because we are trolling celebrities or trying to ride the coattails of celebrities. There's a lot of important principles that are involved here. But first, you know, when we look at this, and let me tell you right offhand that what this is fundamentally about, and we're going to play a clip here from Hillary Clinton, it's fundamentally about power corrupting other individuals. And this is a article that was on Zero Hedge. It was authored by John Whitehead of the Rutherford Institute. And what he had to say was very important because it applies to Harvey Weinstein and it applies to Hillary Clinton. And it's why the two of them are so connected. It's why all these people in Hollywood do this, because power corrupts and they love the power and they love the corruption. And this is what John Whitehead said. He said, if you give anyone, whether it's a corporate CEO, a police officer, an entertainment mogul, a politician, you give any one person or government agency too much power, you allow him or her or it to believe that they are entitled, that they are untouchable, that they will not be held accountable. Sounds like Hillary, doesn't it? Sounds like a lot of our bureaucracies, doesn't it? If you tell them they're entitled, untouchable, and not held accountable for their actions, and those powers will eventually be abused. And he says, abuse of power, the ambition-fueled hypocrisy, the deliberate disregard for misconduct that makes those abuses possible works the same way, whether you're talking about sexual harassment or whether you're talking about government corruption or whether you're talking about the rule of law. That's the principle here. And that's why we are trolling Harvey Weinstein. Hillary Clinton refused to say anything for a while, and then she came out and she said some bad things about Harvey Weinstein because she had to. And then people said, get back the money. Where's the money? And here's what she had to say.
Senator Blumenthal says that people should give back the money that he donated to them. He donated money to you directly and indirectly. Mm-hmm. Would you give the money back?
Well, there's no one to give it back to. What other people are saying, what my former colleagues are saying, is they're going to donate it to charity. And of course I will do that. I give 10% of my income to charity every year. This will be part of that. There's no doubt about it.
That's the most amazing thing. News flash. This is breaking. Hillary Clinton ties to charity. No, she set up the Clinton Foundation to rip off donations sent to earthquake victims in Haiti. That's the biggest lie I've ever seen out of that liar, that pathological liar's mouth. But, you know, I think yesterday we had Lionel on, and we were talking about the fact that Harvey Weinstein had, in op-ed pieces, had endorsed Roman Polanski. And Lionel said, yeah, maybe that's why he's going to Europe, because he's trying to get extradition. And that was widely reported. Now the FBI said, well, we're going to investigate him because we're afraid he's going to do a Polanski on us. And now he's saying, well, I'm going to go to Arizona. I think he thought he could get away with it. And maybe he still does think that he can get away even with rape allegations in the United States because of his political connections and the corruption that comes with it. We'll be right back.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children, to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com. As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Enjoy all-natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees, spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that's in it. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging information warfare against pushers of fake news. You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back on this October 12th, 2017. I'm David Knight, and we were just talking about Harvey Weinstein. There's an article on NewsWars saying that during the Weinstein years, Disney hired a child molester to direct a film that Disney was producing. They could face major lawsuits now over his behavior. They point out that not long after the Walt Disney Company brought the two brothers Weinstein in with their company Miramax in 1993, they chose a convicted child molester, Victor Salva, to direct the Disney film Powder. I can't make this stuff up, folks. So this is something that is going to be a major issue. And as we were talking about before, the lawsuits that are now coming out based on the revised timeline, the lawsuits that are coming out against MGM may open things up there. And we're going to talk about that in just a moment with James Wesley Rawls. Before we do, real quickly, you may want to jump in on our poll that we have at Libertarian. That's L-I-B-E-R-T-Y, Tarian. That's my Twitter account. We've got a poll there. Which Harvey Weinstein film title best describes Weinstein Gate? And the leader right now is Sex, Lies, and Videotape with 40%, very closely followed by Inglourious Bastard at 31%. So you can go there and vote and give the comments. We got a lot of people saying, you know, I don't really know any of his work. Good for me. And I would say, yes, good for you. You don't need to see any of that stuff. That's some of the comments that you'll see there. So go there and comment, go there and vote. And let's go now to gun control, as well as what's happening with the Las Vegas shooting. And we talked earlier about the FBI ISIS and how the FBI was involved in the only verified ISIS shooting here on American soil. Garland, Texas, 2015. They created, they managed, they assisted that attack. They're now being sued by an individual who was wounded there. And we got others like Ann Coulter calling BS on the idea that we got a professional poker player who is making millions of dollars playing video poker. She says that's like saying somebody became a millionaire by smoking crack cocaine. The amount of absurd stuff that's being thrown at us is just amazing. But I want to talk about that with James Wesley Rawls as well as gun control. James Wesley Rawls is a frequent guest here at InfoWars. He's an American novelist, a blogger. You'll find his blog at survivalblog.com. He's also a former U.S. Army intelligence officer. So we're interested to talk to him about his views on Las Vegas and on gun control. Thank you for joining us, Mr. Rawls.
Thank you for having me on, David. I have to agree with Ann Coulter that the presumption that Stephen Paddock was a professional gambler using video poker is just absurd.
That's right. Yeah, she said, okay, so he's making 99 cents on every dollar that he spends. He's still going to go broke over a period of time, and that's the way Vegas operates. I've talked about that many times myself, yeah. Go ahead.
He can't make up for it on volume. You know, he just loses more. So obviously,
yeah, that's like the old classic thing. Hey, we're losing money on every transaction, but we'll make it up on volume. And that's what they're telling everybody. They're operating, as you said, as PR flacks for the Vegas gambling industry.
Right. You wouldn't see those enormous edifices of those massive casinos if they weren't making money. Mm-hmm. Obviously, they're making a profit incrementally on just about every transaction. So we need to step back and look at this dispassionately as, you know, as neutral observers and say, we are being lied to by the mass media about who Stephen Paddock was and what he was doing. I suspect that he was involved in a major money laundering operation. And mm-hmm. he was using gambling as a cover for cycling enormous amounts of money. He mentioned in court testimony when he was involved in a lawsuit. I think he filed suit because he had slipped and fallen in a casino. He That's mentioned right. yeah, that he often gambled $1 million in one night.
Yeah.
So I think that odds are he was involved in some sort of money laundering operation. And it all kind of fits with the pattern. A man like Paddock, I think, was either involved in money laundering and or gun running and or narcotics traffic. It all fits the model.
And the other interesting thing about that is that you don't launder money by giving it away. So somebody who is receiving that money would be involved in that money laundering issue, wouldn't they?
Right. Obviously, he was cycling money in and out of casinos, and it had to be some incredibly profitable venture, like narcotics money laundering, for him to be willing to lose 16% of every dollar that he cycled through the system.
That's right, or like gun running. Let's talk a little bit about the prohibition, because that is the attack that is currently ongoing. There's a lot of measures that have been put out by Democrats, and of course the Republicans were also taking the lead in this. A Republican congressman put out a bill to ban bump stocks, but of course we've seen all the usual stuff. The Democrats have come up with, and this is an article on Breitbart, say nine different gun controls from Democrats. They've also proposed a ban on trigger cranks, a ban on semi-automatic firearms, implementation of universal background checks, even though the weapons that he purchased, he had full background checks. Of course, their universal background checks would make it impossible for individuals to transfer arms privately. They also want a ban on assault weapons, whatever that means, a ban on high-capacity magazines, opposition to concealed carry, opposition to national reciprocity, and, of course, the final thing where they eventually want to go is Australian-style gun ban, which the Washington Post is saying now is the time. So talk about that, Mr. Rawls.
Yes, we're definitely on the slippery slope, especially if we have Republicans publicly voicing support for legislation that would further limit any firearms technology. Mm-hmm. And the whole concept of universal background checks is particularly loathsome because, first, it's a gross overexpansion of the Commerce Clause. Universal background checks means that any private individual selling a used firearm to someone in their own state would have to go through a background check. But that doesn't meet the test of the Commerce Clause, which, because that's intrastate commerce, not interstate commerce.
That's right.
Obviously, if a piece of merchandise is used, it's already moved in interstate commerce, it's now moving in intrastate commerce, it's no longer subject to the Commerce Clause. There is
That's right.
No
We've had a lot of people access. That have proposed.
There is no federal jurisdiction.
That's right. We've had a lot of people who have proposed in order to get more gun freedom to say, look, the federal government, as you just correctly pointed out, doesn't have any control over intrastate within commerce within the state. So we could have a gun manufacturer who's going to build stuff and sell it to people within the state, and they should have absolutely no say-so in what is made, bought, and sold.
Right. In fact, the federal law prohibiting fully automatic weapons, the federal law prohibiting suppressors, the federal law prohibiting short-barrel rifles and short-barrel shotguns, all of that would not apply to true interstate commerce. If you had a manufacturer, say, inside the state of Wyoming, and a citizen of Wyoming bought that firearm from that manufacturer, the federal government shouldn't be involved whatsoever. So if the barrel was 17 3/4 inches, it would not be on a shotgun. It would not be an issue to the federal government because it hasn't moved in interstate commerce.
But, you know, I think it's interesting. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, but to get back to the real core and some of the substance of what we're talking about here, the goal is people control. Gun Yes. control is never about guns. It's about people. They want to control every aspect of our lives. And one of the key impediments of that are privately owned, untraceable, untrackable firearms. Those stand as the key impediment to anyone who has the goal of embarking on a conquest or imposing a system of tyranny on this nation.
And we've just seen that at the level of what happened in Catalonia as they were trying to hold an election. They had the Spanish National Police called in then on them. They were armored. They outgunned and outmanned even the local police who were trying to protect the people's right to vote. They bullied the police. They beat the firemen. And then, of course, they beat elderly women. They beat families with children. That's why we have a Second Amendment. I'm David Knight. We're talking to James Wesley Rawls. We'll be right back after the commercial break. You can find him at survivalblog.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to James Wesley Rawls. We're going to get back to the issue of gun control and people control. As James Wesley Rawls pointed out, that is what is really in view here is people control. You need to understand that's what is behind everything that they do when they scare us and then they offer us a solution. Give up your freedom. We'll make you safe and we will control your life. That is always the Faustian bargain that is being offered by the federal government. Before we go back to James Wesley Rawls, let's take a look at a couple of the sales we have here at InfoWarsStore.com, because that's what funds this program. It's what funds everything that we do at InfoWars, and we appreciate your support and the products that you buy. And, of course, the products that you buy also, we sell these products to support your health and the health of your family so that you can take control of your life. We have, for limited time, BioTrue Selenium, now 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. You can get it 50% off if you sign up for AutoShip. And, of course, we call it BioTrue Selenium because it is made from 100% organic mustard seeds. There's no question that selenium is a very important essential trace mineral that you need. There's much research and documentation that has documented that. But do you have a good source of that? Our source, as I said, is 100% organic. There's no synthetics, no fillers in it. That's why we call it BioTrue Selenium, and is now 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And when you sign out at checkout, you can also save 20% off of InfoWars Wake Up America coffee. We have it available in two different blends. We have the Patriot blend and the Immune Support blend, and you can get 20% off when you enter the code WAKEUP at checkout. That's 20% off Wake Up America coffee with the code WAKEUP at checkout. All right, let's go back to James Wesley Rawls. And again, he is an American novelist, a blogger who has, he's the founder and senior editor of Survival Blog. He's been doing that for the last 10 years. It's a great place to get wisdom about preparing for yourself, about understanding the situation and the times that you live in. He is an American novelist, a blogger, and a former U.S. Army intelligence officer, so he understands what he's talking about. And last time you were on, Mr. Rawls, you pointed out that when you're in a war, you have to get the enemy's ability, you have to shut down their ability to move, to communicate, to shoot. You know, you're talking about this being people control. Those are the ways that they're trying to control us. They're trying to control our ability to shoot by taking away our ability to have firearms privately. They're trying to take away our ability to communicate by controls on speech, controls on the internet. And of course, it is rapidly ramping up, although most people are not talking about it, our ability to be able to move. That is also based on the private ownership of human-driven cars. And if we lose that, we have lost one of the key issues that are there. But let's focus on the gun control. Some people have pointed out that this bump stock that they're focusing on, the NRA doesn't really want to go the mat on this. So they're saying, well, let's not even pay any attention to that. Let's let the ATF regulate that. I mean, are you comfortable with federal bureaucracies regulating our rights into privileges even without our elected representatives?
No, I'm not. The NRA has basically caved in on this whole issue.
Yes.
And unfortunately, the NRA has a long history of this, going back to the Gun Control Act of 1968 and the National Firearms Act of 1934. They've actually fairly consistently been willing to bargain away key portions of our Second Amendment right in exchange for the classic Washington, D.C. compromise. It doesn't work. In the long run, those who would enslave us are gaining incrementally. And the key step that they're really looking for right now is what we were talking about before the break, and that is what they refer to as universal background checks. But mm-hmm. what that accurately be described as a ban on private transactions of used firearms.
Yes.
That's what they really want, because they want positive tracking on every firearms purchase, because with that paper trail, they can then later go around and collect those firearms. If transactions, especially on used firearms, are made privately, they lose tracking, they lose their control.
Absolutely. And of course, that's always at the top of their shopping list. I read out in the last segment, 9 gun control measures that Democrats are pushing out there. But understand, as I pointed out also, that the GOP is out there pushing their own agenda. And we've got, not only as you pointed out, the NRA that just wants this bump stock thing to go away because they see it as a novelty. They don't see it as a hill that they want to die on. And yet, as people are talking about this, I think it's very important to understand, even the NRA said that this can get onto a slippery slope. And Nancy Pelosi said, well, I hope this is a slippery slope. Let's slide all the way down to gun confiscation. But all we pointed out that the picture that they show in the hotel room of that bipod, and we showed video of people who were shooting a bump stock from the shoulder as it was designed to be used, and they were able to empty a magazine very quickly in full auto type of mode. Very quickly it worked as it was supposed to. But then when they put it on a bipod, like the one that is shown in the motel room, they could never get more than 3 to 5 shots off at a time. It just stopped the operation of that device. And, of course, we've had people at Breitbart point out that you can get the same operation without having a bump stock. You can just have a hook it up to your belt and use your finger. So they said, what are they going to do, outlaw belt loops? Are they going to outlaw fingers? Because that's really where this is going. So they're going to come in and they're going to say, we got to stop semi-autos. And that's the slippery slope right there. We have people like Newt Gingrich saying, well, technology changes, so we have to change our laws. That's the argument that the left has always used for gun control, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And, again, they're focusing on one particular technology. But if you look at the way that Senator Feinstein worded her bill, the last I saw was not yet a numbered bill, but it soon will be. It is so loosely worded. It yes. could ban not just bump fire stocks, but match grade light triggers, different weight buffers for an AR-15, even lubricants. Anything that would accelerate the operation of a semi-automatic would be banned. And that wow. is almost impossible to define. So the, I really have serious doubts that they're going to stop with just bump fire stocks. And I think immediately, in the first interpretation of that law, if it were to be implemented, we would see not just bump fire stocks banned, but also match triggers, binary triggers, any short reset trigger, all kinds of different technologies would be banned. And it would create a situation of mass confusion where people weren't sure what constitutes acceleration of an AR-15 or an AK, and they end up banning whole classes of parts where you wouldn't be able to buy any replacement triggers, for example.
Yes, yes. And what they're talking about, too, is expanding the control of the ATF beyond the central firing mechanism. That's another slippery slope that's out there. I think it's very important for people to understand this is where the battle is right now. Yes, it is important to investigate the official story that's being put out there that is a twisted pack of lies, because that helps us to understand that they've got cards they're not showing here in Las Vegas. And, I spent a lot of time talking about the FBI's past involvement in running terror attacks, and many individuals have pointed that out. We've been pointing that out for years, but we have to be reminded of that. We have to look at this phony narrative that is coming up, but we have to understand that the battle right now is being undertaken on Capitol Hill. It's a battle to kill the Second Amendment, to do it by 1,000 infringements, 1,000 cuts to kill this thing, isn't it?
Yes, indeed. And I would not be surprised to find, or to later learn, that the reason that there were so many firearms in that hotel room was because there were umpteen co-conspirators who, in the eyes of Stephen Paddock, had promised to be there side by side with him shooting, and who didn't show up. And the reason they didn't show up was because they were informants who were on a federal payroll.
That's right. That's right. Yes. All of those firearms there, as the Las Vegas Police Department said, they were lined up like they were in a gun store. And I said, it also looks like a shopping list for gun prohibition. I mean, this could have been something that was set up just to have some kind of a prohibition false flag like we had with False and Furious, Fast and Furious, which was False and Furious. Or it could have been a situation where there was, he didn't really know what he was doing, and it was a gun running thing that they just took him out. He has gloves on his hands, but he committed suicide, and most of these guns he didn't even use. I mean, that is absolutely, there's so many false narratives here, and we're not going to be a part of propping that up. We're going to be knocking those props out of that false narrative. Thank you so much for joining us, James Wesley Rawls, and you can find him on survivalblog.com. Thank you, Mr. Rawls.
Thank you very much, David.
All right, stay with us. Alex Jones is coming up. That concludes broadcast of Real News.